92.1 WGHN Grand Haven's favorite. Some Central Park players in the studio. They've got a holiday classic from the writer of the musical theater classic, The Music Man, and based on the movie of the same name, Miracle on 34th Street. But it's a musical. Five performances at Central Park Place in Grand Haven, December 6th, 7th, and 13th, and the 14th at 7:30. And then they do a matinee on the 14th again at 1:30, which is really, really nice if you can't get to an evening show. We have the director in the studio, Diane Reiths, and it's your directorial debut. I had no idea.
Yes, it is.
So what was it like? You and I have done shows together, and you've done a lot of producing, and you're familiar to our audience, your voice, but what was it like directing?
It's a lot of fun, but it's a lot of work, and I relied a lot on my team. I have a very good team. Our musical director is Callie Ray Flock, and our choreographer is Samantha Farrar, who is wonderful. And we have had three rehearsal pianists because this type of time of year, it's tough for everyone to commit the time. So we've had Sam Bays, Karen Fredrickson, whom you know well, and Audra Erb. So it takes a lot. And for this show, we also have an orchestra with about 11 people in it.
That's amazing. This is exciting. So this is an actual musical. It's the classic story of a single mother, Doris Walker, who doesn't want her six-year-old Susan's head filled with romantic notions. And Susan is here. Can you come to the microphone and say your name and say hello?
Hi, my name's Priscilla.
And you're playing Susan?
Yep.
So what did you have to do to prepare for the role?
So for auditions, I had to sing a song and like read some lines.
Okay. And this isn't your first rodeo. You've done theater before,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I've done other shows before this.
How exciting. How exciting. And you make the perfect Susan.
I'll
take pictures and people will be able to see that. We also have Dan and Carolee Castle in the studio. What do you guys do in the show?
I am proud to play Kris Kringle, Santa Claus.
Nice.
And I play Doris, Susan's mother.
Awesome. I hear there's a musical number. Can you sing a little bit, a musical number? Can you just maybe sing a couple verses for our audience?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you want to sing?
Well, there's a tune that he wrote that everyone would be familiar with, and going to look a lot like Christmas. And then I join in with a version of Pine Cones and Holly Berries.
Ooh, okay. 3, 2, 1.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Popcorn for you.
Everywhere you go.
Apples for me.
There's a tree
red striped candy.
Nut
and cracker handy. Kettle, a bubble, and holiday tea.
It's beginning
snow
to
clouds
look a lot like
hang
Christmas.
Low and threatening. Maybe
soon
it won't.
Pray
it may.
And
the brightest fireplace glows in every face.
Right
waiting for Christmas Day.
I love it. I just got chills, you guys. And it's not because it's so cold out. That's awesome. I love this. Diane, why did you pick this show?
Well, I have always loved the movie. It's one of my favorites, and it was a holiday tradition for my mom and I to watch it every Thanksgiving. And my dream is to go to the Macy's Parade in person someday.
I love it.
It's on my bucket list. And I just really think it's a really fun show. It'll make everybody happy. You know, with Susan and the romance and the fact that, you know, Santa Claus and Fred, who's played by David Hatter, melt her heart and show her the love that Christmas can be. There's a great number in it called Here's Love, which was the original title of the play when Meredith Willson first adapted it into a musical from the movie.
Okay.
So I just have always loved the story. I should also say I'm assisted in my direction by Jennifer Reiths, mm-hmm. who is my daughter. So we've had a lot of fun working on that together.
So you're not just playing any Santa, you're playing a Macy's Santa. That's a big deal.
Oh yeah, it's a huge challenge. Everybody wants to be Santa Claus in a play, and I actually get the privilege of doing it in this play and playing the Macy's Santa in a big historical role. I'm really, really excited.
Yeah, so it's been fun for me. I went along to auditions with Dan just to be in the chorus, and
Then ended up getting the part of Doris, which has been a challenge, but it's been fun because we've been so busy.
Mm-hmm.
But we've done a lot of theater in the past, so we've really enjoyed. We actually met in theater, so it's been fun for us to get back into it and work together on stage again.
I love that. That's so exciting. Priscilla, come over to the microphone. How do you manage going to school and then rehearsals in the evening and all of that? That's a lot to manage, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. And yeah, it's really hard, but yeah. It's really fun. I love doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I get a lot of my homework done there.
Oh, that's true.
Stuff, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's really fun.
That's true. You can manage it. Well, you know, you're a theater kid, so you know how to manage. Theater kids know how to manage their time, Diane. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, they know how to manage time.
Most definitely. You have to manage your time.
Tickets are reasonably priced. They're $18, a discounted rate, $12 for children, students K through 12, and seniors 65 and older. I will put the link where you can get the tickets through Ludus, and there's no charge. I don't believe there's a credit card charge when you get those tickets, which is really important. Or you can get them at the box office 1 hour before showtime. Anybody listening, and they may have little ones, how long is the show?
It will probably run about 2.5 hours.
Okay, so okay.
It's a little bit of a long one.
Okay.
There'll be an intermission between the acts.
So I would say maybe under four, maybe not a good idea. They might start wiggling
probably
in their seats a little bit.
Idea.
Okay.
I would say 6 and up.
Okay. Wonderful. Break a leg, you guys. How exciting.
Thank you.
And you know what I love about this show is I love that period in time. I love the hair, the costumes, the music, everything. How exciting. Miracle on 34th Street. I know it's Tech Week. It's a busy week, so I'm not going to keep you any longer, but I'll put all the links in the podcast. And break a leg, you guys.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
The American way. The world is a stage.
A stage is a world of entertainment.